The International Committee of the Red Cross might reduce staff and cut back operations in Iraq following the deaths of 12 people at its Baghdad headquarters yesterday. Other aid groups already are withdrawing personnel from Iraq, including Doctors Without Borders and others from Greece and Germany. Secretary of State Colin Powell is urging international aid organizations to remain in the country.
They are needed. Their work is needed. And if they are driven out, then the terrorists win. But they have to balance that desire to do the job and stay with their security needs.
Mark Yolen is operations coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Iraq. He's based at the organization's headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland.
Of course, we were very shocked about the attack to our colleague organization, ICRC, and it's also something we strongly condemn. But at the moment, we are basically assessing how we could or should proceed in the near future.
What are you doing differently? I mean, the tactics in these attacks, they're getting more sinister, more diabolical. They're using ambulances from the Red Crescent and police cars.
Exactly. No, it is certainly something that certainly worries us. We've been noticing over the last few months quite an increase in violence. Indeed, it's a sinister thing that using ambulances, we are basically attacked in the core of neutral humanitarian assistance. So it is indeed something that concerns us very much, and we're very, very worried.
Are you planning to reduce your presence there?
At this moment, I can only say that we're busy assessing the situation with our team in Baghdad. The point, of course, is that we are having to do with quite some needs in certain areas in Baghdad. So you can imagine it's a difficult decision whether to go on, whether to continue, or to stop right away.
Well, in making that decision, what factors are you weighing?
Of course, one of the first factors is the fact that indeed we are also, like everybody else, confronted with an enormous increase in violence over the last month. It's certainly something that we have to look into, and we try basically to weigh or to balance the needs that we're being confronted with in the field. We're doing at this moment some 12,000 consultations per month. It is quite clear, therefore, for us at least, to see that indeed there are needs amongst the Iraqi population, certainly in certain areas. So it is certainly something that we have to take into account before coming to a well-weighed decision.
Would another major attack send you packing out of there?
Of course, it's very difficult to look into that. I can only say that we're busy trying to weigh all those factors and then come to a decision. And let's hope there will be not another attack.
Well, who would do your work if you leave?
That is a very good question. We certainly know that we're certainly confronted with quite some needs. I must say, of course, that we're working in a particular area in Baghdad where people were already deprived of any health care in the before-war situation. Of course, it's very difficult for me to answer who will be able to continue taking care of this population. We're currently covering some 150,000 to 180,000 people there. I can't answer that at the moment, Bob.
Are those decisions made in the field, or are they made there in Brussels?
We are doing that together in a constant dialogue.
Mark,
thank you very much.
Okay, Bob.
Mark Yolen is operations coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Iraq.